Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast that covers stories written and told by me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get into it. There are a lot of folks that I have written about throughout the years, and all had story to tell. That's the amazing thing about being a writer. I can be listening to someone talking about an event that they had just completed, and within seconds, a story of some kind begins to form in my mind. I call it a gift. But at times I have found it to be a curse, as once that story starts to form in my mind, I can't let it alone until I put it down on paper. Well, I guess paper is out nowadays as computers have taken over, but you get my meaning, I'm sure. That brings me up to the story I'm going to read to you today. The characters are Reg and Laura, the folks that adopted me at a young age, myself, and one other person that you will be introduced to throughout the story. Some characters are best left to defend for themselves, so to speak. Anyways, I have told this story numerous times, and each time I tell it, different emotions emerge. For years, I questioned this feeling, but today I feel them emotions are a sign that the stories are as they should be. No more can be added, and no more should be changed. So with that, I hope you enjoy The Salesman. Going to town didn't happen that often on our farm. The reason being, the trip was around 5 miles or so, and with so much work to do, we just plain didn't have the time. But when we did go, it was a real treat for me. I remember one day Laura was sitting on the front porch watching Reg work up the vegetable garden, which was out back of her house. Laura was chatting away to Reg while he worked keeping him company. Now don't get me wrong now. Laura did her share of work, but she had just finished with the milking, making breakfast, and had 3 pies and a pot roast on the go in the oven. Just at that moment, she was hot and tired and figured she would get a breath of fresh air. Looking back at the house, she spotted a fellow coming into the driveway. "Now, who could that be?" she said. "Looks like one of those road salesmen. Seems to me we have been getting our share of them lately." "Well, dear," said Reg, "they got to make a living, too, so we can't be too hard on the feller. Now you just sit there and let me do the negotiating. As if there is one thing I am good at, well, this is it." Laura, she just shook her head, sat back, and watched the feller make his way up to the house. The wagon he had was covered with canvas, and inside it was chock full of all kinds of things, from flowers to magazines, pumps, shovels, axe handles. You name it, these fellows carried it. Behind he was pulling 2 calves and an old mule. "What can we do for you?" asked Reg. "More so, what can I do for you?" he replied. "I'm sure that a family of your caliber would be in need of some quality items. Am I correct in my thinking, my good man?" "Well, depends," said Reg. "As you well know, this is hard times and money is scarce." "Yes, sir, I realize that. But one has to remember that I can save you money by not having to take time from your work to purchase them. Now take pepper, salt, and sugar. I am sure you're in need of them, and I can let you have them for much less than they sell in town." "What would that be?" Reg asked. "Sir, I could let you have a 10-pound bag of sugar for $1, pepper and salt both the same price." "Well," Reg said, "that sounds like a fair price." Laura then spoke up and said, "Fair price? I can get it for half that in town. Who are you trying to fool? It won't be us, that's for darn sure. At any rate, here is what we need." "But Laura, dear," Red said, "I was just about..." "Don't, Laura, dear me. Just let me alone here, as I know exactly what we are in need of." Then looking at the salesman, she proceeded to say, "Write this down, as I'm only going to say it once. Yes, ma'am." And with that, he took out a pad and pencil. "Well," said Laura, "to start off with, we need flour, 2 axe handles, 4 good wood milking pails, a new pump for a well, hinges for a fence over there, as you can see it hanging. My husband here says it is the reason why it hasn't been fixed. We are also in need of some clothespins and a good deep pot for cooking. Mine has a hole in it, and I have about patched it for the last time." I looked over at Laura, and she knew exactly what I was thinking. "Oh, and some candy sticks for the boy. Say about 10 or so, all different colors. He doesn't get them too often." Sure made me happy, let me tell you. That is a good order, ma'am, and I am very grateful for your business. Only take me a minute here to figure out the cost, and we'll write you up a bill. I only take cash, you realize that, right? Cash, said Laura. Don't you know that us farmers work from daylight to dark trying to make ends meet? Don't you realize that money doesn't grow on trees? Or not that I have seen in all my born days. Well, said the salesman, looks like we got a bit of a dilemma here, but I am sure we can come up with something. Looking over at the two geese, he said, maybe we can make a trade. Right away, Laura had spotted him looking at the geese. The thing was, we never knew where them two geese came from. They happened in on their own one day while we were feeding the chickens, and, well, kind of made themselves a home. Laura had said they were too greasy to eat, and for most parts they were just left alone. Sir, I see you're interested in my two geese. We might be able to make a bit of a trade for them. It depends, though, if you're willing to give me what I want for them. And what would that be, ma'am? Well, that order that I just told you about, for starters. Ma'am, you have to understand that the things you ordered are worth much more than them two geese. Fine geese they are, but still, you can't expect me to make a deal of that sort. Laura spoke up with a twinkle in her eye. Sir, them are two fine geese. Just look at how nice and plump they are. Also, you're not just getting two fine geese, my friend. You're going to be getting more, many more, as there is one male and one female, and the female is in the family way. Usually they have six or so young ones, maybe more. Now, if you put them all together, you got, say, eight, which is worth much more than the things I asked you for. You have to understand that we have a lot of money and time invested in them, too, with feed and all. Actually, I never considered parting with them, as they are the finest in the country. Reg and I scratched her head and looked at the two old geese. I then whispered to Reg, gosh, Reg, I didn't know they were so valuable to us. Shush now, said Reg. Well, ma'am, I never knew that she was in the family way. I would have to take your word on that. But if what you say is true, well, then I guess you got yourself a deal. Good, said Laura. Reg, you and George go and catch them two geese and put them in a crate for a fellow. After the salesman left, I asked, Laura, doesn't them geese lay eggs like chickens? I can't see how she can be in the family way. I think you just pulled one over on that feller, didn't you? Well, for one thing, I would never do such a thing, as I have seen the one male making advances toward the female for the past few days now. So I kind of figured we would soon see a few young ones running around here, and we don't need any critters that aren't worth their weight. So, I figured we should get rid of them. And not only that, I'm not sure where they came from anyways. Does that mean we sold something that wasn't ours? I said. No, it doesn't, as no one I know of in these part owns geese. And we have been feeding them for 3 months or better now. So, I reckon we can honestly say they were, well, sort of ours. I looked over at Reg, and he just shrugged his shoulders. Can't argue with that, dear, Reg said. But I want you to know, I almost had that feller right where I wanted him, and could have gotten a good deal on them things myself without your help. Sure you could have, and we would have been without money for the rest of the summer. Reg just lowered his head, knowing fully well Laura was right, and a lot better at getting things from folks than he was. At the supper table that night, Reg said, you know, Laura, next time that salesman happens by, maybe you could trade him that mangy old dog that keeps coming around here for a new pair of harnesses for the Clydesdales. With that, the rest of the night was filled with laughs. I often wondered how long it took for that road salesman to get his money back from them two old geese, but knowing them salesmen back then, I never had any doubts he would do just that. Finally, for those that would like to say hello or comment about my podcast, feel free to do so. I would like to hear from you. You can reach me at stories@keepingnotes.com. And if you like my podcast, drop by Patreon. What is Patreon? Glad you asked. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for artists and creators like myself to make a few extra dollars. There you will be able to see and hear for a small fee all my podcasts, along with other things that I will be adding from time to time. In doing so, it will help me in making more podcasts for you and all to enjoy. And along with that, we can get to know each other a bit better. So, if you're enjoying these stories, why not show your support by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory. Other than that, not much more to say here today, other than drop by again for Just One More Story with George Walters.